Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. It's a great website. It's got all the latest on Capital Region doings and music. And Greg comes in every fourth Friday, it seems, to tell us about what's going on locally and to play some great tunes. And we start out with John Gorka, who will be at the Eighth Step tonight.
Yes, John Gorka, one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters. He's been at it for quite a long time. And he's coming back. I think the first time I saw him might have been at the Eighth Step when it was still back in Albany. That was many moons ago. He's still at it. He's still making great, great music. And bonus, super bonus, tonight, it's John Gorka with Cheryl Wheeler, who is, like Mr. Gorka, a very smart, very funny, very literate, very poetic singer-songwriter. So it should be an absolutely knockout night at the Eighth Step at Proctor's GE Theater tonight. And get you primed. Here's a little bit of the title track from John Gorka's 2006 album, Writing in the Margins.
Writing in the margins, notes to you and me. So maybe we'll remember the good that didn't have to be. I am writing in the margins, 'cause our days are spoken for, and your nights are with the restless who were broken in this war.
John Gorka will be visiting the Eighth Step, which is at Proctor's in Schenectady tonight. Another local veteran, this time a blues veteran, Rory Block.
Rory Block, she is, I don't know how to say it. She's like the queen of the acoustic blues, and she lives right here in Chatham. But she's an international star. She plays all over the world, and all too rarely right here in Greater Nippertown, unfortunately. But if you were at the Bonnie Raitt concert at the Palace in March, Bonnie brought Rory Block out for an encore, a surprise encore. That was great. If you want to hear a whole night of Rory Block, you get your chance on Saturday, tomorrow, when she plays a show at the wonderful little theater down in Valencia, the Valencia Community Theater. It's not quite as spiffy and shiny as the Troy Music Hall or the Cohoes Music Hall, but they're working on it. And it's a great, intimate little spot. Wonderful place to see Rory Block do her blues and get you ready for that. Here's Death Letter from her album, Blues Walking Like a Man, tribute to Son House.
Grandma's suitcase, I took off up the road. I got there to a lane on a cooling bar. I grabbed my suitcase, I took off up the road.
Rory Block will be playing at the Valencia Community Theater in Valencia on Saturday. And another veteran who spent some time in New York is now back in town. She was in the units in Fear of Strangers. I'm old enough to remember that one band with two different names. I'm sure you shared the stage with them on time to time when you were with Blotto.
Several times indeed. And Lonesome Val Haynes. However, I think she's just billing herself as Lonesome Val this time around. After she left Fear of Strangers, she put out two fabulous solo albums and then sort of drifted away from the music business. But she's sort of inching her way back in. She did a show at the Hangar on the Hudson last year with three other female singer-songwriters, a fabulous show called Sirens of Song. And then just last month, she was back at the Hangar doing a couple of songs for the Merle Haggard tribute concert. And her version of I Forget You Every Day had me literally in tears. She was so good. So now she's coming back to the Hangar on the Hudson next Friday, May 20th, for a full night on her own with her band, which is now called the Todd Fellows Society. And as you may have gathered from the name of the band, her old Fear of Strangers bandmate Todd Nelson is on guitar. And her other old Fear of Strangers bandmate Al Cash will be behind the drums. It's going to be a wonderful, almost Fear of Strangers reunion. A good, wonderful night to showcase Val's really wonderful singing and songwriting and just charismatic onstage performer. This is Front Porch from her 1990 self-titled solo debut album.
My front porch, I'm gonna see.
back on the old front porch. I got a home in Alabama, and we got a big old porch.
Lonesome Val returns to the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy. That's Friday, May 20th, 1 week from today. Sean Rao, he's going to be at the Cafe Lena anniversary concert, which is not happening at Cafe Lena.
Yeah, every year now since I think the 50th, and I'm not sure what this is, 54th, 55th, I can't remember. Cafe Lena throws a big anniversary concert that's just too big for the cafe, and so moving it over to the Zankel Music Center at Skidmore College. Next Saturday, May 21st, and Sean is the local guy representing, but there's also going to be, you love these band names, so it's Lindy Lou and the Flat Bellies, and the Southern Mountain duo of Anna and Elizabeth, and fabulous one-man band called the Suitcase Junket. Wonderful chance to see Sean and a bunch of other people, and celebrate Cafe Lena's anniversary. Of course, they're going to be closed at their Phyla Street location for the summer, but they are going to be doing concerts all summer long. So keep an eye out. This is the title track of Sean Rao's latest album, Madman.
You forget about half the stuff you love and things you don't know yet. About the space that's left when nobody talks. About the quiet on the path where nobody walks. Well,
Sean Rao at the Zankel Music Center in Saratoga Springs a week from today as part of the Cafe Lena anniversary concert. And this has got to be the best song title I've heard in a long, long time.
That's why I picked it for you, Brian.
What would Barry White do? I think we all know what Barry White would do, but we don't want to talk about it on the radio. The FCC may be listening in. But that's a great title from a great band, Giacomo.
It is a great song, too. I mean, I don't really know where Mr. Dave Max and his crew came up with that, but it's a beautiful song title. Giacomo is going to be playing at the, let's see, it's the Wild Woodstock or the Wildwood Stock. I guess you could say it either way. It's a wonderful benefit for the Wildwood programs out in Schenectady that provide services for the people with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. And this is the 9th annual Wild Woodstock. It's taking place at the Parting Glass in Saratoga on Sunday, June 5th. It starts at noon, and there are going to be 7 bands playing all day into the evening. I think it kicks off with the St. Regis String Band, and Aaron Harks will be there, Legendary Losers, and Giacomo. And as Brian so wonderfully said, it's called What Would Barry White Do from their album The New Funk Order.
Giacomo playing at Wild Woodstock, the Parting Glass in Saratoga. That's on Sunday, June the 5th. What would Barry White do? We'll leave that up to your imagination and think about it until next time when Greg Hames of Nippertown.com returns. It's a great website, Nippertown.com. Check it out. And Greg, we'll see you in about 4 weeks.
Yep, and summer season will be in high gear.